Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. To Him belong the endowments and proper commendations. And may Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of all the messengers and the most honored by Allah, and the rank of all the prophets and messengers, their kind al and companions. Thereafter, honesty is a noble trait and a sign of good mannerism. In the Holy Quran, Allah ordered us to be honest. Verse 119 of Surah At-Tawbah means, O you who believe, fear Allah and be with the honest people. Allah Ta'ala ordered us to accompany those who are honest, because by accompanying them, there is blessing and an increase in goodness. The first part of the ayah, meaning, O you who believe, fear Allah, means to obey the orders of Allah and avoid what He prohibited in everything that you perform and do not perform. The latter part of the ayah, meaning, and be with the honest people, contains the order to emulate the honest people in matters like honoring oaths and in all of their affairs, especially honesty. In doing so, there is great benefit and safety in this life and in the hereafter. In addition, what is meant by and be with the honest people is to acquire the goodness they offer and endeavor to emulate them in their honesty in hope of becoming one of them. An example of this is the saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him, which means, do not befriend but a pious person. This means that it is better for a believer to befriend a pious person than to befriend a believer who is not pious. This is because one will benefit from the pious friend and one's religious rank will be elevated. Salvation lies in honesty and destruction lies in dishonesty. Honesty is liked and praised by everyone. However, lying is disliked and dispraised by any sound-minded person. Al-Bukhari and Muslim narrated through the route of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah raise his rank, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, truthfulness leads to piety, and piety leads to paradise. A man will continue speaking the truth until he is written as being truthful. On the other hand, lying leads to very abhorrent sins, which lead to hellfire. A man will continue lying until one is recorded as a liar. Truthfulness unveils the good qualities and the sincere intentions of a person. Allah promised the truthful Muslim with the great returns and rewards in this world and in the hereafter. In this world, the truthful person will be rewarded with the acceptance of Allah and the love of people, as well as their trust in Him. Moreover, the honest person benefits himself and others. He will also be relieved from the calamities that befall liars. Tranquility and peace will encompass his mind and heart, for he is not anxious or fearful that one day he might be exposed, because he knows that he never said but what comforts his heart. Al-Hasan, the son of Imam Ali, may Allah raise his rank, mentioned that he memorized from the Prophet, peace be upon him, the following words, leave what gives you doubt for what does not give you doubt, narrated by An-Nasa'i and At-Tirmidhi. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank, emphasized the importance of one being honest and trustworthy in all one's affairs, including buying and selling, and promise such a person with a great rewards in the hereafter. Among these rewards is that the honest tradesperson will be assembled on the day of judgment with the prophets, highly righteous Muslims and martyrs. This hadith was narrated by At-Tirmizi with an authentic chain of narrators to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, the Prophet dispraised the one who diverges from this practice, that is, does not avoid sinful dealings and is dishonest in the way he sells and buys. In an authentic hadith narrated by At-Tirmizi, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that the tradesman will be assembled in the hereafter with the enormous sinners, except the ones who feed Allah and traded benevolently and honestly. Moreover, the reason why the honest merchant is promised great rewards and an elevated status is that in the process of buying and selling, these merchants face many tempting challenges. If they insist on being honest and trustworthy, they must go against common human desires and oppose the inclinations of the self, which usually tends towards evil and sin. Hence, they fight and oppress their self in order to close deals and draw contracts that comply with what Allah the Exalted ordered. Therefore, they deserve the great virtues promised to them in the hereafter. Further to the praiseworthy social status, good reputation and admiration that such a merchant will also enjoy from the people around him in this life. A good case study is Indonesia. Despite its great population and where almost 200 million Muslims live today, the religion of Islam did not enter it by sword. Rather, Muslims from the area of Hadramaut in Yemen entered it as tradesmen, and they were truthful and with the best Islamic manners. They began calling the people of Indonesia to the religion of Islam. The people responded to their call because they noticed these Muslim tradesmen had desirable attributes. They saw honesty, good manners, and a good way of dealing with others. For this reason, Islam spread in that country and its surroundings. May Allah reward them greatly. Had the manners of those people been like the manners of most Muslims these days, this great benefit would not have occurred, and consequently, the people of this region would not have responded to their call by embracing Islam. May Allah grant us the good manners and the proper way of dealing with others. As for the reward of honesty in the hereafter, the honest people will be highly accepted by Allah Ta'ala, and they will be in the highest levels of paradise. The enjoyment therein is what no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of, and no human has ever imagined. Ayah 119 of Surah Al-Ma'idah means, this is the day when the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness. For them are gardens in paradise, beneath which rivers flow, wherein they will dwell forever. Indeed, Allah has accepted them, and they devotedly submitted themselves to Him. That is the great success. So be truthful in your sayings and actions, for truthfulness is a door to paradise, and it will not bring one's death forward, nor will it seize one's sustenance. O Allah, we have no knowledge except that which you enabled us to learn. You are the all-knowing and the most wise. O Allah, grant us the knowledge that benefits us, and benefit us with the knowledge you have bestowed upon us, and increase our knowledge. O Allah, show us the right path, and grant us the ability to follow it, and show us the wrong path and grant us the ability to avoid it. Make us among those who heed the sayings and follow the best of them, and make us by your mercy amongst your righteous slaves, and Allah knows best.